there's a great harvest before you, but sadly the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that will send more laborers to collect this harvest. No one who puts his hand to the plow and then looks back is suitable for the kingdom of God. You who believe in me will do the same works that I do, and greater, for I must return to my Father in heaven. If you wish to serve me, follow me, and where I am, there you, my servant, will be as well, and honored by my Father. Go! Announce the kingdom of heaven has come to you. Heal the sick, restore the lepers to health, raise the dead, cast out the devils. Remember what I've told you. Freely you have received this new life. Freely give. Not for me, you are against me, and they that do not gather with me scatter. Whenever you are invited into a house, offer a blessing. Say, peace be to this house. For those in the house be for peace, your blessing will be accepted, and they will be benefited. If not, the benefits of your blessing will return to you. Silence your voice. Who would take you to court, deal unfairly with you, even seek your imprisonment. Because of my message, you will be called to testify before those who do not believe. Rulers, governors, and kings. If you're accused and brought to court, don't fear it for your lack of words. It will be given to you in that instant.
This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders of heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Remember that in earthly kingdom, no servant is greater than the